Blog Talk Radio.
Hearing my thoughts while I try to figure out what to do. In a room full of people talking, but I can't hear you. My TV is on. My laptop is up. My phone is in my hand, but I'm not paying attention to any of that stuff. Just here in my zone, whether it's at home or out, trying to figure out everything, enjoying life while being alone. Welcome to Rehab, everyone. We made it to another week again. Take a deep breath. One more time. We made it again. It's such a beautiful thing. Thank you for joining me. You know, we have rehab rules. You know, the rules in rehab are very simple. There's zero negativity, zero judgment, zero bad vibes, zero nastiness. We need all positivity in rehab because in rehab, we take all the bad things and leave them outside of the door of rehab, pick them back up when rehab is over. But for right now, in rehab, we leave all that outside. And since you're in, as always, get comfortable, you know. You know, what's the point of being in rehab if you're not comfortable? When you think of rehab, and if this is your first time listening to rehab, think of me as your chauffeur to peace. I'm in the front seat driving. You could put up the window to ignore me, and I'm taking you to peace. I want you to have a peaceful 15 minutes. The world we live in, and the things that we go through, the least you can have is just 15 minutes of peace. When I first started, I just gave a little piece about being alone. And I do this show alone. Now, do I feel lonely when I do this show? No. I feel like I'm doing something that I really enjoy. I'm trying to bring peace to other people so I don't feel alone. But being alone is something that could be good. It could be bad. It's all in the perception of the person. You know, like I was saying in the piece, you know, you could be in a crowd full of people and feel alone. And then that kind of makes you feel lonely. But you could turn that into a positivity, and that's part of rehab as well. Taking things that may come off as negative and turn them into a positive, like being alone. Some people can't stand to be alone. Some people have to busy themselves until they fall asleep. Some people, all people, most people, I think we're all like that. I usually sleep with the TV on because, you know, it's like having company in a way. But sometimes you need to, excuse me, take that time of being alone and think about where you are and what you want to do. Don't let being alone bring you down. Because I like to drive. You know, most people wouldn't admit the liking to driving, to be, you know, driving around, but I like to drive. And so when my commute from work is about 45 minutes. So, and some people go, 45 minutes, man, what? I go, traffic and all, it's a good thing because sometimes I listen to music, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just sit there as I drive and go over everything that I'm trying to do, that I want to do, that I'm not doing, that I haven't done. And, you know, you may call me an overthinker, but at the same time, this is my way of understanding myself. And that's what rehab is for. Rehab is understanding yourself. And so how do you understand yourself if you don't get any alone time? So around this time in the episode or in the show, I like to ask a question because I want people to think. It's nice. We have nice big brains. It's good that we think sometimes. And I don't ask hard questions. I'm not good at math, so I'm not about to give you any equations. Even though if you think of me as your math teacher to peace, I just want to give you the right equation to peace. So I guess you could say that much. Anyway, the question of this week is, do you have alone time? And it's a simple yes or no. And you say, yes. Okay, then I have a second question for you. Where does your mind go when you're alone? So I'll let you think about that. And I'll be back. So we're talking about being alone. And, you know, like I said before in previous episodes, I don't ask these questions just to ask them, just to throw them out there for people to think about. I think about them myself. And so do I have alone time? Yes. Where does my mind go when I'm alone? Everywhere. Like I said, I'm an overthinker, so I think about everything. I think about what I'm going to do today, what I'm going to do tomorrow, what I'm going to eat, all that stuff. So it's good to be alone and without distraction. In the piece I said earlier, I said I had my TV on, my laptop up, my cell phone in my hand. Usually when it comes to alone time, that's not being alone. You want to be all the way alone. No devices, no distractions, no anything. Just you and your thoughts. And that could be a scary concept for a lot of people. And I can understand that because once you start to get too deep into your thoughts, if you deal with depression in a heavy way, then you know you might not want to do that. Or if you just feel so lonely that once you put down your devices and your distractions, your mind goes into a dark place. And that's understandable. But try to think of being alone and having alone time as a good time to figure out what it is that's going on in your life. So you saying to me, oh, you don't have time to be alone. You don't have alone time. You got kids. You got all these things. Your job keeps you 16, 12 hours a day. Well, you need some alone time. You need some time to get yourself together because we all have loved ones, hopefully. Everyone has a loved one or loved ones, you know, depending on what your choice is. I do not judge you because in rehab, there is zero judgment. If you decide to have loved ones with an S, then be my guest, have a ball doing that. All I'm saying is you should take time for yourself. If you work 12 hours, come home to a family, and you have zero time, only time you have is to sleep. And when you drive to work and from work, maybe, just maybe, take that time when you drive and think about other things than your bills, stress, problems, what you have to do at work, what you have to take care of. Think about what you can do positively. I don't even know if I used that correctly, but understand where I'm coming from. When you're alone, take that alone time to think about the good things and try to use those good things in a positive way, and so you can figure out where you're headed. Or sometimes when I'm riding and I'm driving, just riding down the road, I think about my past and kind of laugh to myself about the things I've went through, I've gone through, that I'm going through, good moments with my friends. So alone time, what I'm saying is, alone time does not have to be a negative thing. It could be very positive. It could be good. It could be bad. It's definitely both. Alone time can take someone in a very, very wrong, left, wayward, down, depressed way, or alone time can bring you back and make you appreciate the people around you, because, you know, you spend time with somebody all day long, especially when people are married or in a committed relationship, and you're day in and day out with people. And you're like, gosh, so-and-so is just wrecking my nerves. And then once you start to get away from that person, get some alone time, and start to think and appreciate that person for who he or she may be, then you go, oh, wow, I'm so thankful for this person for being in my life. I'm so thankful for having family. I'm so thankful for having a job. I'm so thankful for having a little bit of money. That's what alone time should do. Alone time should bring you back to all the good things instead of taking you down into two places where your mind shouldn't go. I understand that, you know, we all have, you know, depressing thoughts. We all have bad things cross our mind when we get alone. We start to feel lonely. So we, like I said, we use our devices. We start playing around on tablets. We start texting people. Or, you know, the whole funny thing about being alone in today's world is social media. And social media will make you feel like you're lonelier than you are. Because if you're not getting any likes, or people aren't retweeting you, or people aren't talking about what you're saying, then it makes it feel like, well, no one's paying attention to me, I'm alone. But you literally having a phone in your hand, having a computer up, is you're connected to hundreds of thousands and millions of people. There's no way you're alone. It's like I've been saying each and every week, it's a mental thing that you tell yourself that you're alone. You're really not alone. So being alone can either take you down or bring you all the way up, like I was saying. Because when I'm alone and I start to think about my family and all the good friends I have and how fortunate I am to be alive today and be able to have rehab every week, because rehab is necessary. That's what I think about when I'm alone. Do I think about, man, I wish I was here or there at this point in my life? Sure, that definitely crossed my mind. And I go, well, what am I supposed to do about that? Nothing. I'm here right now. I'm having rehab. That's what I'm doing. So these are the things that can go through your mind when you're alone. So try to, like I said, do you have alone time? And then what do you do, or where does your mind go when you have that alone time? So try to make some alone time. And then when you get that alone time, try to think positively about life. Try to appreciate stuff. Because this is where you need to take things. Because if you don't appreciate things, that alone time can turn into bad things and make you, like I was saying last week, finger point at people, make you upset with people, make you overthink in a negative way. When in actuality, you should be alone and think in a positive way and appreciate what you have, because someone else would do anything to have what you have. So until next week, try to bring somebody else just a little bit of peace.